have the healing of the heart. All right, let's talk about erectile dysfunction. There is a very slim link between erectile dysfunctional and a heart disease. Several studies have shown that if a man has an ED, he has a greater risk of having a heart disease. How ED is as much as a risk factor for heart diseases as a history of smoking or a family history of coronary artery diseases. Heart failure signs and symptoms may include shortness of breath when you exert yourself or when you lie down, fatigue and weakness, swelling, edema in your legs, ankles, and feet, rapid or irregular heartbeat, reduced ability to exercise, persistent cough or wheezing with white or pink blood tint phlegm. 50 to 59% of men will get this, and we need to understand why it's happening and get yourself some medical attention. Thank you. Most of these heart issues and illnesses do come from peer pressure amongst family, friends, business associates, and it's because they don't want you to be successful. And it's really hard to handle situations that, because they're always intervening into your what? Financial gain. It's the worst of the worst, and it's happening all over this country. And I did get a message from one of the listeners that this is a big issue with her, and she's having a situation at her business, and she's having so many people expressing the fact that they don't need her. And if you're working for someone, you need that person to work for you, and you need to work for her. So, you know, try to join that in to your psyche and understand why you're working for a professional or a family member. Be sure to that jealousy and that anger of insecurity doesn't reflect on your family or friends or your business. You need to understand this is your issue. You need to regain that self-esteem. I was working with a few employees that I've known for years, and one of the employees was a male, and he actually left me a message to call him back, and I spoke to him earlier, and he wanted me to touch base on my episode on Ed and the erectile issue, dysfunctionally. The reason he mentioned it to me to say that there is a lot of uneducated women that will direct their dysfunction as a joke. And it's not a joke. It's a very serious situation. And I suggest that everyone understand when you critique women or men in the sexual manner on performance, you are not intelligent. There are things that could be happening with their health. So please do the research. Do not insult people in any way, form. I suggest that you get some serious therapy if you feel that that's a funny issue. Performance with your spouse or mate or partner. So please get that help. It's very serious.